Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings at I-45 in Ritchie, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, right off Ritchie Road. Come on and make your way on out here, 15800 North Freeway. That's the address to make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Great food, great drinks. As I see people, somebody just ordered some wings, and I think they got a special on boneless wings on Thursdays. I'm certain.
I think that's it right there, Bob.
Yeah, get that 2-for-1 action. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. Got a chance to get you some wins as well as we've got prizes to hook people up. And I'm going to tell you what, man, it feels like it's time to talk some football. You know why?
Why is that?
Well, because football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus.
Boy,
you can't count
with it
on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, our guy J.J. Watt, he called the game, the ass kicking that the Texans put forth on the Baltimore Ravens. He called that game on Sunday, and he was on Pat McAfee, and he really had a lot of the conversation that we've had since Monday. In that is, are the Texans really building something? Are they really, have they really found their stride? Are they a good team, or was this just the Ravens just being that bad?
Combo of both, for sure. I've played in that stadium a few times. Texans, that's their first ever win there. So I've never won there. And anybody who's played there knows, like, the Ravens, that place, it's just you expect to go in there and have a violent, physical, tough football game where the offense is going to hit you in the mouth. The defense is going to play strong ball. The crowd's going to be good. And I was saying in our pregame a little bit, even day games kind of feel like night games there just because of the black and the purple and the defense and just the aura of the place. And this game was none of that. This game, after about halftime, maybe a little later, but not even, felt like a preseason game. And the fourth quarter really felt like a preseason game. And it just, the Ravens are depleted on injuries. There is zero question about that. They have a ton of injuries all over. I think almost half of their salary cap was on the bench for this game. But Kyle Van Noy said himself, look at the 49ers. They have a bunch of injuries. They don't complain. You got to find a way in this league. And it was a very, very poor product, unfortunately. And for them, crazy. They're still the betting favorite to win the AFC North, but they got to figure it out quickly here. The bye week next week is going to be massive for them.
All right, Clint, obviously you have watched the film, and we've talked this over the last 2 weeks against the Titans and the Ravens. They have not been the best opponents. Especially offensively for this team to face.
Well,
but,
I mean, look, I disagree with JJ to start with?
Go ahead.
No.
I know he was laying out kind of like before you get to the stadium and like right when you get to the stadium before the game, what you expect. The truth of the matter is that's not Baltimore anymore.
Yeah.
I think that ship has sailed. You can blame it on so many guys being hurt, half the salary cap being hurt. That team I watched play wasn't coached well. They didn't bring any energy, no passion. Obviously, the depth is trash. I mean, that was, Yeah, I think that ship has sailed for the Baltimore Ravens of where you go in there, and they're the most physical team on both sides of the football when you play them at their place, and 9 times out of 10
used to be
somewhere else. So, I think those days are over, JJ. Otherwise, you know, it's I'm hearing.
Yeah, but the last two opponents, the Titans that we watched the Texans play, then obviously that depleted Ravens team. Right, like they did a lot of good things. We talked about it. It looks like they found something offensively, but Seattle, the Niners, we watched them against the Jags have some struggles already. The Broncos, who just beat the Eagles, right? Those teams, Clint, are going to they're going to cause different problems, right? I don't think it's going to be as easy. So, what for you when you watch it? Say, all right, these are things that I'm looking at that I'm not going to anticipate being what we've seen the last 2 weeks.
It's just what anybody with any sense is looking for and looking at when the Texans travel up to Seattle. I mean, there is clear in the last two ball games, the push by the offensive line, which includes, let's say the push in the run game. And so it includes the tight ends and the wide receivers. It's been really good to great. You look at the separation from pass catchers last week, it jumped off the screen how many guys were not just catching balls, but were catching balls with nobody within 3 or 4 yards of them, right? The separation that wide receivers are creating. And then Brandon Scott mentioned something yesterday that I hadn't given much thought because it was such a thorough ass-whooping. They cleaned up the penalties, right? And the whole time B. Scott was talking about that, cleaning up the penalties yesterday, I said – well, you know what makes it real. We hear D'Amico Ryans talk about technique and mechanic and hand placement and running your feet and all this, right? You know what makes it really easy to do those things?
What?
When the opponent is awful. when the opponent quits.
When you're a tackle and you're not trying to get an advantage,
yeah,
you line your ass right up on the line of scrimmage.
I got you, man. No problem. Yeah, I mean, that makes it really easy. And so – when B. Scott was talking about it yesterday, I said, you are correct. The penalties obviously were cleaned up a bit. But that is, to me, that's a product. Typically, when you get a team that just physically doesn't have the ability to match up, then all of a sudden you see a bunch of penalties because their offense, their tackles are hanging on for dear life, right? Their running backs are riding somebody's back in pass protection, right? The guard that's trying to get up to the backer in a run game, you know, is getting up there and holding that guy. So, you know, that's the thing is when we go, it's one thing to say, yes, the opponent in the Seattle Seahawks is significantly better. It's another thing to say, well, the environment and Monday night primetime is going to be through the roof crazy, right? And you're they're on the road, so it's going to be a tougher environment, right? But it's another thing to expect those three things. To me, those are the three big things that were obviously present in a big way over the last couple of weeks. And can they, to any degree, you know, carry that over into a Seattle game? And by the way, I'm not saying that I don't expect them to. I expect them to carry it over to a certain degree. Like I said before, I think the push the O-line's getting in the run game, I don't think it's only because the opponent stinks. I think they have spent a lot of time clearly working their double teams instead of focusing on getting somebody up to the second level of linebacker depth. They have clearly said commit wholeheartedly two guys to moving this tackle's ass out of the hole so that we've got some space. That's a change in scheme. That's a change in what they're trying to do. I think that's going to translate. Is it going to translate to the level of where, you know, you can run it the way that Woody Marks did two games ago or the way that Nick Chubb did last week? I don't know about that. I'm gonna bet heavy that the separation that the pass catchers had last week, that's not going to happen. This is going to be one of them games where, as you always say it, the stars got to stand up.
Yeah.
Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, I think Woody Marks in the pass game, Nick Cayley, obviously. Like, Nick Cayley could pick any play he wanted last week, and the odds were that defense wasn't going to be able to keep up. That's not going to be the case this week. So those guys have to really
be
difference makers.
Is Dalton Schultz going to be that open
you
know, early in games? Is Christian Kirk going to be able to create 15 yards of separation on that down the field pass that they were able to complete in the second half? Those things I still think probably I agree with you are some questions for the Texans. Coming up, the Rockets, they played what will be their last preseason home game last night, and the first time we got to see Kevin Durant in a Rockets uniform. And, boy, if this is what the Big Three is going to be, whew, this is going to be a dangerous team, and maybe even better than most people thought when they got Kevin Durant. We'll talk Rockets coming up next.